Hi, it's Dolores. So, guess where I'm going? I'm going to go and have a cup of coffee. Oh, big deal. What's the point of talking about coffee? I'm going to go to the Brixton Pound Cafe. And they run a cafe which is a pay-as-you-go. Pay-as-you-go. Which is a pay what you feel the food is worth, or what I guess you can afford, even. For me, that's quite a strange concept, paying what you feel. Because, honestly, I'm not like the world's greatest coffee drinker, but I don't mind the odd cup now and again, you know, as long as it's decent. I'm not a big, you know, big user of the big stores coffee. I don't mind the smaller shops. But I was quite shocked the other day to be charged £2.50 for a small cup of coffee in a really quite nondescript cafe, and it was not the best coffee either. And I was annoyed. Anyway, let's go and see what the Brixton Pound Cafe have to offer and what I will pay. Knowing me, I'll be so embarrassed, I'll probably pay more than £2.50. Anyway, come on, let's go and chat to Tom. Tom, he runs it.
Oh, what's that?
That is a dal, like a slow cooked dal.
So tell me about your cafe. What's it called? Where we are?
Okay, so we are on Atlantic Road, and this is the Brixton Pound Cafe. It's a pay what you feel cafe, which a lot of people can maybe are not familiar with as a concept, because we're so used to walking in places and being told what to pay for something through a fixed price mechanism. But what we wanted to do was introduce something which, on the one hand, gave people an opportunity to think about what they want to pay for something. So it's about them thinking about what kind of experience they've had, maybe what they can afford to pay, how much they want to give in terms of being generous. And also it's really an opportunity to stop and have a conversation with our customers. I mean, every single person who comes in here, we have a chat with.
I bet, because it's really unusual.
Yeah, exactly. And, yeah. A lot of the time people come in and they're quite surprised. And
Sometimes they come in and they don't even know.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, they just sort of pass the window and they can see it looks like a cafe, so they come in. And but yeah, we try to sort of really just make it into a place where, at the very least, people stop and have a conversation with us and feel like they've had, they may be a slightly different experience to what they normally have when they walk in somewhere.
So are people pretty good?
I think if you're talking from a business perspective, let's say, I think the amount that people pay probably just averages out at what one might normally expect. But
did you expect that when you started this?
There is research into these kind of places. I mean, this is the first one, we think, in South London. There are some ones in north of the river, and they're also around Europe. You see these cafes or restaurants that operate on this basis, and they all tend to show that, you know, they have a kind of average spend which is in line with what people might normally decide. But I think what it does is it creates a opportunity for people to think about what they want to pay.
Yeah. Okay. I went into a cafe the other day. I didn't know about you then, because I'm pretty new to the area myself. And they charged me £2.50 for a coffee, and I was outraged.
So I think there's a few things here. One is that, of course, like the cost of a let's say a fancy coffee is very different to the cost of something that you might find in a greasy spoon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you've got a customer there.
Okay. Hi, how you doing? Yeah, sure. I'll
go. Right, it's a bit busy at the moment. No, it's fine. I'm really sorry to bother you.
You've come at the time where it's busy. Actually, yeah.
Trust me.
So the other thing is, obviously, and I think this is one of the things that we're quite keen to sort of demonstrate, is that what you pay for when you go into a place is not just the cost of the coffee.
No.
You know, so for example, everyone who works in this cafe is paid. Okay, so it's not run by volunteers. Everyone's paid a living wage. So, you know, that is a cost for us. There's obviously our rent. You know, we were now renting in London is not cheap. So
Brixton, let's be honest.
Brixton is not cheap.
Yeah.
So, you know, these are the costs which go into, you know, and they're just some of them. You know, what about the fact that we have to pay for Wi-Fi, we have to pay, you know, electricity and other supplies. So all of that goes into, you know, what might be considered the price of something.
Do you want me to help you?
No, it's okay. I'm not trained in working in a cafe, but I've just about managed to like learn how to
spread toast.
Get things out. I'm making a complicated sandwich. This isn't just toast.
What are you making?
I'm making. So this is a. We don't serve any meat here. So the idea with this. The idea with this cafe also is that it's run on surplus items. So as much as possible, we try to get from local businesses who have extra.
Oh,
who,
and they get rid of it.
And they get rid of it and they give it to us. So
brilliant.
That is a challenge because obviously it means that we get different things coming in.
So you never really know what you're going to get.
There's a few staples, you know. We know we're going to get, like, I mean, look down there, there's a load of tomatoes.
Yeah.
So we know we're going to get, like, a lot of good fruit and veg because Brixton's got the market. So,
yes.
Yeah, you're kind of, you're guaranteed that. But yeah, a lot of it is sort of, yeah, we have to see what's coming in. And but yeah, like I say, it's a learning curve for us. We're not.
How long have you been going?
A couple of months.
Right.
But we've previously, I mean, so this is run by the Brixton Pound, who have the local currency in the area and have sort of got, you know, quite a long standing tradition of working in Brixton and also doing things slightly differently in Brixton. But yeah, it's a new venture.
You're doing a good job at doing that and talking.
Yeah.
So, sorry, what's that? So you've got a rocket
on
there.
This is a halloumi. Everything in here is no meat. It's a vegetarian.
Yeah. That looks delicious.
Restaurant, and so, or cafe rather. This one is a halloumi lettuce and tomato sandwich, which I think you're right is going to be delicious.
Oh, it looks gorgeous.
And the bread is.
What's wrapped up in these? These look like. They're wrapped up in silver foil. They look like cake.
Yeah, it is cake. So we had somebody actually who was she was doing her dissertation on the Brixton Pound currency, and she wanted to come and volunteer with us for a few days, and so she was. Really nice girl who spent a couple of days working in the cafe, and she made us some blackjack.
Well, I like it.
Thank you. You're going to stay for something?
I probably will, actually. Yeah. Well, that was really interesting. I've been converted. I did pay over the odds. But I felt it was worth it. You know, obviously he gave me his time and everything. But funnily enough, I just felt embarrassed going for the lower price. I'm rubbish. I complain about prices and then still pay more. But it was a great experience. Thanks, Tom. Boom. 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 Boom.